is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Fire crews and residents in the Los Angeles area may be on edge this early hour as the National Weather Service warns that potentially high winds pose a, quote, particularly dangerous situation where two massive blazes have killed at least 25 people and destroyed thousands of homes. CBS's Adam Yamaguchi is in devastated Pacific Palisades.
Residents are still under mandatory evacuations. They haven't been back yet. They probably won't be back for a few more days because there are still many, many hazards here. The air is extremely heavy. You can feel it in your lungs just after a few minutes. There are toxins not just in the air, but in the ground.
Pete Hegseth, President-elect Trump's choice for defense secretary, faced a panel of skeptical Democrats and friendly Republicans at his confirmation hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee. CBS's Cammy McCormick reports there were tough questions.
Among the questions, whether Hegseth made President-elect Trump aware of some of the allegations against him.
Are there any other important facts that you chose not to reveal? Senator, I sit here before you in open book.
Republican senator and military veteran Joni Ernst.
Will you support women continuing to have the opportunity to serve in combat roles?
Yes, women will have access to ground combat roles.
Senator Ernst later said she will vote to confirm Hegseth, boosting his confirmation prospects. Officials have told CBS News a deal for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of hostages might be finalized between Hamas and Israel this week. CBS's Remy Innocenzo has those details.
An Israeli government official here in Tel Aviv who wants to be anonymous told us the outlines of that deal. In phase one, Hamas would release 33 hostages made up of women, the elderly, the sick, and some children in exchange for a higher number of Palestinian detainees in Israeli prisons.
President Biden plans to lift the U.S. designation of Cuba as a state sponsor of terrorism, clearing the way for the release of dozens of political prisoners on that island. Latin American expert William Leo Grande.
These are good measures. They're measures that serve the interests of both the United States and the Cuban people, but I'm afraid they're not going to last.
Leo Grande says President-elect Trump could decide to take action against that deal after he is sworn in. The middleman between drug users and insurers and pharmacies called pharmacy benefit managers earned $7.3 billion between 2017 and 2022. The FTC says they did it by marking up medications used to treat heart disease, cancer, and HIV, among other conditions. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My husband and I love an exciting adventure, especially in a stylish SUV. The first ever Nissan Rogue Rock Creek is meant to be shown off with its all-terrain tires for rocky trails and snowy roads. Its tubular roof rack for hauling gear and its rugged flair that stands out off-road. Adventure calls in the first ever Nissan Rogue Rock Creek. Head to NissanUSA.com to see it today. Intelligent all-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions. Cargo and load capacity limited by weight and distribution. Always secure cargo. Heavy loading of the vehicle with cargo, especially on the roof, will affect the handling and stability of the vehicle.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
A 21-year-old Norwegian woman has become the youngest person to reach the South Pole on skis alone.
It took Karen Kielesso 53 days to ski the 702 miles. She's 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, but she pulled the sled twice her weight during her journey. She said gaining weight before her attempt was the hardest part. She broke the record set by a 26-year-old Frenchman last January. Kielesso's fellow Norwegian, polar explorer Roald Amundsen, became the first person to reach the South Pole in 1911. This was just the latest of Kielesso's accomplishments. In 2018, at the age of 15, she became the youngest girl to cross Greenland on skis. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Actor John Hamm, best known for his roles on Mad Men and more recently on Fargo and Landman, has been named 2025 Man of the Year by Harvard University's Hasty Pudding Theatricals. Hamm will receive the traditional Pudding Pot Award later this month at a roast. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN Weather.
I'm
meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear, lows near 5 above, wind chills 0 to 5 below thanks to a northwest breeze. More clouds on the way Wednesday, highs in the lower 20s. Wednesday night, there will be a chance of snow, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper teens. Currently 8 degrees.
Park, Terracine's famous zoo, local news, and timeless hits.
Thank you. only fools rushing, but I can't help.
Behind me. Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
After 6 hours of school, I had enough of the day. I hit the radio dial and turned it up all the way.
I got a dance, right on the floor.
Dance, right there on the floor.
Dance,
now the beat's really hard.
Dance,
when I feel put down, I try to shake it off good.
It's the time of the season.
When love runs high in this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promise lands
to show you.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you. Wait for me.
wait for me. I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Some. rains came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl. Slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown, cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. You, my brown eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
lonely, the lonely. There goes my heart. There goes. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Nighttime curfews are in effect for the Palisades and Eaton fire zones around Los Angeles, with red flag warnings of potential high winds hitting the area. But CBS's Masa Saidi tells us thousands of people are not in their homes.
With the fires still burning, 88,000 remain under evacuation orders. Thousands more won't be going home.
A friend of mine told me that my mobile home was completely gone. Everything that we own, everything that we